This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 201 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 11th of August, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's hosts, we've got Brad, Jason, Jody, and Steve, and our guests are Billy Foster, the iPad guy, and Christopher Rizzo from Total iPad. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hey, Jason, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. I learned a bit of a lesson today, as I was saying in the pre-show.
Yes.
My daughter wants to play Dungeon Defenders from Steam with me, and the Mountain Lion version keeps crashing every couple of minutes, so I thought I'll boot camp my MacBook Pro and install Windows 7 on there, because that's less likely to crash, because, you know, Steam's going to do stuff on for Windows first.
Yep.
And it's more stable for their games. So I started off the boot camp assistant, and it says, okay, tell us how much of your hard drive you want to partition for Windows 7. I'm like, there you go. We'll put in 50 gigs. That should be enough. And then it starts going partitioning, which was going for about an hour. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just let that go in the background. It let me keep on doing whatever I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, while I was in the middle of stuff, it just rebooted the computer. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. And then It started installing Windows without any warning. So I thought it would at least say, partitioning is now finished. Click here to install Windows. But no, it auto reboots. So right now It's in the process of doing, you know, the usual Windows 200 reboots before it can actually work.
Yeah. All right, a couple of show updates. Tech Webcast is now on Stitcher Radio.
Hey.
Thanks to Rachel, who works there. I just want to give a quick plug to that. So hello to Rachel. Thanks for doing that for me.
Good on you, Rach.
And also, we got Gadget Girl on. She wanted to come on and have a bit of a chat with us today. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Am I good?
You're clear as a bell.
Okay.
And what else is there? There's something else I mentioned too. I think that was it. Yes. Stitcher Radio. That's a great app. Get it onto your iPad and iPhone.
Listen to us.
Yeah, listen to us on there.
Yeah.
So how's your week been, Jason? Any other news you want to report on, mate?
Nothing else particularly exciting.
All right. Jody. Hello, Jody.
Hey, hi, Brad. How are you?
How's your week been? Any exciting news or you want to tell us?
Absolutely. All kinds of exciting news. But one of the neat things that happened this week was there's a publication, South Jersey Biz, and they awarded me Best in South Jersey for SEO and social media, which was pretty crazy.
Way to go.
Good on you.
Very exciting. Yeah. And other than that, just watching the Olympics, I'm always amazed.
Yes, I want to mention that as well. You know what?
And the Mars rover, do you guys?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes. That's a great highlight. Yeah, that was fantastic. That was unbelievable.
I didn't get to watch it because they put me on training this week, so I couldn't sneakily watch something on the web.
You missed it big time. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, now there's all kinds of memes that have to do with the room with all of the guys celebrating, and they're putting all kinds of people in there. Mars, whatever, that little Martian guy. Different
Martian.
People. Yeah, there you go. They're showing all different people on Mars.
Kaboom! That's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
All right, we got Steve on. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, mate? How's your week been?
What's that?
How's your week been so far? It's been interesting.
It's been good. It's been good. It was just a little hectic the last minute. I totally forgot my stepson's birthday was today. If I don't mark it in the calendar, I'll forget. So we had to rush and celebrate. and come back before the show started.
Cool as. All right. We got Billy Foster on. Hey, Billy.
Hey, howdy.
And you're from, you do a podcast called That iPad Guy?
Correct. And you're out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Good on you. All right, we'll chat to you shortly. And also we got Christopher Rizzo on. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
How you going, mate? And you do another, you do an iPad podcast as well. Called
Total iPad.
That's the one, mate. And we'll have a chat to you soon also. We've got some news, Jason?
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to the news first, mate, and we'll have a chat with them guys.
Silk Road, started by Dread Pirate Roberts in February last year, functions like a black market version of eBay, complete with vendor feedback, dispute resolution, and sales promotions. Cocaine and ecstasy sell for a quarter of Australian street prices, while other drugs such as cannabis and prescription medication are also shipped worldwide. Those who buy from Silk Road run the risk of customs intercepting their package, but many are happy to take that chance. The Australian Federal Police recently arrested a Melbourne man for allegedly importing drugs into Australia via Silk Road, which operates in the so-called darknet or hidden web. He was then charged with 10 offences relating to the importation, trafficking, possession of narcotics and prohibited weapons, and is due to appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court. Google will pay $22.5 million to settle charges it bypassed the privacy settings of customers using Apple Safari browser, the US Federal Trade Commission says. The deal announced on Thursday in the US ends an FTC inquiry into allegations that Google used computer code known as cookies to trick the Safari browser on iPhones and iPads so the internet search company could monitor users who had blocked such tracking. The commission has allowed Google to buy its way out of trouble for an amount that probably is less than the company spends on lunches for its employees, and with no admission it did anything wrong. John Simpson, privacy project director for the non-profit Consumer Watchdog, said the practice was in violation of a 2011 consent decree Google had negotiated with the FTC over botched rollouts of the social network Buzz, which is now defunct. Companies such as Google and Facebook rely on collecting user data for a large part of their revenue, but lawmakers and privacy advocates have argued that tech companies are generally not doing enough to safeguard customer privacy. Both Google, the world's number one search engine, and Facebook, the number one social networking site, last year agreed to 20 years of audits to ensure customers' privacy after the FTC found they had engaged in deceptive privacy practices. And a Washington man got a surprise package at his door after ordering what he thought was a television from Amazon. Instead, Seth Horvitz opened the large box on Tuesday evening to find a military-grade assault rifle, according to Wired. When I saw some metal parts inside the box, I thought, maybe this is a TV stand or mount or something, he told the magazine. When I realized it was an assault rifle, it was pure shock and disbelief. Horvitz had ordered a Westinghouse 39-inch LCD television from the e-commerce retailer for about $320, but after discovering the weapon, he contacted local police, who then confiscated the box. Officers told Horvitz the Sig Sauer 716 patrol rifle was illegal in Washington. An invoice for US$1,590 found inside the box revealed that it was addressed to Independence Gun Shop, a Pennsylvania-based business from online retailer gunbuyer.com. After contacting Amazon, the company's customer service department gave Horvitz the standard line of sending a dispute claim for sending the wrong product. Wow, it's a bit of a surprise for you. Want to buy a TV and they send you a big gun.
Yeah.
Imagine if the cops had been tracking that from when it was sent to up to his house, like, hey, what are you going to get into?
Crazy.
Maybe the gun shop got the television.
What was that, Steve?
I said maybe the gun shop received the television instead.
Yeah, what are they going to do with that?
Yeah, someone's going around trying to hunt with a big TV.
They'd be like Elvis Presley and use the TV for gun shop practice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, and particularly in this climate where just coming off of all of the situations with Batman and the crazy people who've been gunning people down in theaters, there was another situation. They caught the guy before something happened. I mean, it's scary that when something like this comes in lieu of a television set. It sounds funny, but it to me, I think that's pretty terrifying, to be honest.
I saw a guy in McDonald's with a 45. This is Arizona, where they have guns for going to McDonald's. The guy from Phoenix knows this. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's the Wild West out here.
Why do you need a 45 to go to McDonald's? It's insane.
Crazy.
It's black.
Crazy.
Yeah, I had a job where the boss had to show me every day that he had a gun. I'm like, really don't need to see your gun today. It's okay. My day's fulfilled.
I had a date like that. Hey, baby, I got this big gun. Just kidding. Just kidding.
All right, let's have a chat with Chris about his iPad podcast. Hey, Chris.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, what's up?
How you going, mate? Tell us about your podcast and how long has it been around for and stuff, you know? That's sort of good information.
I've been doing it now since about March.
All right.
And it's basically, we just talk about some of our favorite apps, nice. You know, some tips and tricks. Every now and then we'll talk, you know, things that are in the news and stuff, you know, like where they removed YouTube and stuff. We're talking about that this week.
Cool.
And, you know, removed it from iOS and stuff. You know, just basic chit chat, 45 minutes.
Yep.
Once a week.
Nice. Who do you have
on? Interesting, removing the YouTube app. I'm hoping that Google's going to be releasing their own one, which is what the rumors say. But one of the problems with that is that I can see, I was listening to Leo's podcast last week, and Alex was saying that when his four-year-old son is playing Angry Birds, there's links in there that he can click on accidentally, and it takes him to YouTube to watch videos on how to complete a level. But from there, once the YouTube app is running, he can click on related links and ends up with other not quite so nice videos on YouTube. And at least with the built-in app, he's got restrictions where he can disable the YouTube app. But if Google is supplying their own one, it's not going to be built in. So I don't think there's going to be any way to restrict it, is there?
I think Google can still put the restrictions in. I actually kind of think it's going to be a good thing overall because Google now has, you know, their Google Play movies. Like, for example, when I got my Nexus 7, I got access to Transformers Dark Side of the Moon, but I couldn't access it on my iOS device because the YouTube app on there doesn't have an option to go to the purchased movies. But on the Android tablets, there's that option. So if YouTube gets to make their own app, then I assume they can also then therefore give you access to it. And I still think that they can fix the linking thing that you're talking about if they put it with inside the app.
I hope so, because otherwise, well, also you can watch any of them through the browser, so maybe it'll auto-launch the browser.
Yeah,
and just go
also
straight
on
to
Chrome
YouTube,
too.
In which case you can't restrict it because the browser doesn't have any way to restrict video.
Mm. Right. It works great on Chrome.
I don't like Apple's answer that you can just use Safari, but
well, use Chrome. You can use Chrome now. You can use
not ideal.
You can use Chrome now on the iPad.
Yeah.
Works great on the iPad. Chrome. What else, Chris, have you been up to, mate? Any other cool apps you want to recommend? Or have you tried out the new WordPress app yet, mate?
No, I haven't tried the WordPress one, but I just purchased one 2 days ago called Post,
okay.
P-O-S-T-S.
Yep.
And it's like a blogging app. It's really nice. Really has like an Apple or, you know, feel to it or iOS feel to it. It's a beautiful app, whatever. I think it's like $10. But if you have a WordPress blog, or I believe it's Blogger is the other one it supports.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, you can post with that. Yeah, really nice app.
So, all right. Who co-hosts with you each week on the show?
So I have Jennifer Ruggiero.
Yes.
And this is her second week doing it with me. The other guy had Patrick Jordan doing it with me. He runs iPad Insight, and we just have like a conflict of interest, like with time and stuff. And so anyway, so Jennifer's been doing it with me for the last few weeks, and
cool.
You know, she's going to be with me from here on out.
Yeah,
hopefully.
She does a good job. She also runs the other podcast with me as well. She's on the other podcast that I do.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah, she's
cool. Real smart.
She is very smart, and she's a geek, and she has like four phones in a bag.
Yeah, like four phones, you know, a couple tablets, like a couple of Macs, you know. Yeah, she's.
I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she can do that. I don't know how she can carry on.
Yeah, it's like tech over, like over extreme with everything.
Yeah, but, definitely, mate. Definitely.
Kind of like Steve.
Have you had many guests on your show yet, Chris?
Yeah, I've had a few of them. I've had quite a few developers, you know, like iOS developers. I've had maybe three or four, something like that. So, you know, I do them every now and then. I try to do like one a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get like a developer on there.
What about reviews? Do you do many reviews on there?
Yeah, I do. Well, not on my podcast. On my website I do, but not on my podcast.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. Steve, any questions for Chris?
Let me see. Unfortunately not.
All right. Jody, questions?
Yeah, I'm curious if you have a favorite app for productivity.
Productivity? Mm-hmm. Well, I have like a favorite. I don't know if it's productivity or if you want to consider it a task manager, but I like OmniFocus.
Why?
It's just a getting things done app. It's actually kind of expensive. It was $40.
Is that the $50 one?
Yeah, they dropped it to $20 though recently or whatever. But I use it on my Mac, and it's just more convenient on my iPad because I have my iPad with me everywhere I go, and it's just like a task manager and helps me keep track of things I need to do. Kind of have reminders set up. Have location based reminders on it. You know, if I go somewhere and I need to accomplish something, I'll pop open OmniFocus. I have it on my phone as well. So, you know, I have OmniFocus everywhere I go.
Nice.
Is it a universal app, or did you have to buy it on both?
No, it's not universal. You have to buy it on iPhone, iPad, and OS X if you, you know, want to do that. And it's expensive. When I bought them, they were $20, $40, and $80 for OS X. $20 for the iPhone, $40 for the iPad, yeah.
Interesting. So, Gadget Girl, have you got any questions for Chris?
Yeah, what about video editing? What's his favorite app for video editing?
On the iPad? I would go with iMovie.
Yeah, iMovie. I agree. Yeah. iMovie's great.
Yeah. Very robust or whatever for an app.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Chris, what do you think about the Nexus 7, mate? Say it's shit.
Honestly, I have no opinion about it because I have not seen one.
No comment.
No comment.
Yeah. I've never seen one, so I have not.
I wouldn't recommend getting one, mate, either. It just fell to pieces. Jason, any questions for Chris?
Yeah, what sort of hardware and software do you use for your podcast recording?
On my Mac, I'm using Audacity, and I use Audio Hijack Pro to rip all the audio from Skype, because, you know, we do it via Skype, and I use Audio Hijack Pro and then edit everything in Audacity, and, really like that. I was using GarageBand, but I had a lot of problems with GarageBand. Like, I don't know, just every time I would export it, like, the quality of it just, I don't know, something about it, like, just wasn't, like, crystal clear. And anyway, with Audacity, it has a little more features. You get a lot of plugins for it.
What microphone do you use?
I have a Blue Snowball currently, and it's actually, speaking of things falling apart, had, like, a few problems with it. And
okay, I've got one of those, and I haven't had any problems with mine.
Yeah, well, I have no problems with the actual mic, but the USB port on the back of it, it's, like, really loose, so, like, the USB cable that goes from the mic to my, it just slides out. Like, it will just, I have to, like, wrap a bread tie around it to keep it in. So, yeah, can't have that. So, I'm looking at, like, a Yeti, I think.
All right, get a Heil PR40, mate. Best mics ever.
Yeah, how much are those? They're, like, a few hundred dollars, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, Steve? You mentioned my name. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah, I was just mentioning, I believe you use Audacity too to record the tech podcast.
Yeah, I do, mate. Yeah, I use it all the time, every week. It's a great program.
I've got Audacity on my Mac as well. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, very nice.
Best free program out there.
Yep, very nice. All right, Chris, what else has been happening, mate, with your podcast? How many downloads do you get a week and stuff? That sort of thing. Can you mention that or not?
I think right now like a week, I'm not sure, but I'd say, I don't know, every day, probably, if I'm looking, I use Blueberry on my thing, so probably close to 3,000 a day, so I haven't really paid attention to it.
3,000 a day, an episode?
Yeah, because it's combined with my podcast, and then when I do reviews and stuff, so I put the videos up, and they kind of get mixed in with my stream, so it's kind of like a combination of both of them. So I'm not sure, I don't really have a way to, like, even them out.
So you don't
have to be pretty happy, though.
Yeah, you'd be happy about it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going pretty good. Like, my website, well, it's, like, blowing up. I'm at, like, right around 250,000 page views a month, so I'm really happy about that.
Good stuff. What about Podomatic? Do you use Podomatic?
No, I was using it, but I kind of ran out of space, like, where I couldn't upload anymore, so I kind of moved away from it.
We're actually using the Pro account on the Pro one. I pay about $50 a month for it. It's worth it.
Yeah. I'm just uploading all, like, my MP3 files for my audio podcast. I just do it on my web. I have a separate web host, so I upload them on there. And then my video stuff, I use Blip TV.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yes, and we use Blip TV as well. All right, any other questions? Steve, you got a question for Chris? Or no questions? Or
He said he uses iMovie on the iPad. Didn't, like... I think Adam came out with a iPad version. I think they sold it off to another company. I don't know if you tried that or not. I forgot the name of the program, but it's some kind of editing, video editing program for the iPad.
Was it AVAD Studio or something, or AVAD or something?
Yeah, I think it was AVID, but I can't.
AVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never used that. The only other video editing software that I have on my iPad that I really like is a VJ, but it's really not like video editing. It's kind of like a DJ mashup with videos, but you can edit video and add little, I don't know. So you have to just look at it. It's really hard to kind of describe what it does.
Video mixing software.
Yeah, like a video mixing thing or whatever. Yeah, but it's a really cool app. But they're the only two like video apps that I have on my iPad. But cool. I do use iMovie a lot, though.
All right, let's talk to Billy Foster for a minute. Billy, hey Billy.
Hello.
Hello, hey, mate. You also do an iPad podcast.
I do kind of a general tech podcast. I just call it the iPad Guy because people remember that because right. My name is spelled funny. People can never spell my name right. So
good name, mate.
I went with that.
Okay. What's the difference between yours and Chris's podcast? What he does.
Sounds like he does more interviews. I do more answering questions. Mine's also just a quick 5 to 10 minute video podcast.
Yep.
I make an audio video version available, but most of mine's video.
Cool, cool. And what do you talk about? You talk about like just reviews, apps and stuff, that sort of thing?
Yeah, most of the reason I actually started is because I get a lot of clients that ask me questions instead of saying the same thing over and over again. I thought, I'm just going to record it, and then I'm going to make it available and say, go check out this episode.
All right. And you also write on my blog as well, don't you?
Sort of
mentioned that as well. You do reviews and stuff. That's cool. Jason, any questions for Billy?
Do you do any how-to type videos?
I've been asked to, and I've started to think about doing that. Especially since I've been really doing more mobile development.
Yep.
I actually getting ready to write and do a new podcast about. I had to take a trip out to LA, and while my partner was driving, and while I was in the car, I actually wrote a website on my iPad using Diet Coda and MySQL, so no computer.
Oh wow,
that's hardcore.
That is very hardcore. That's cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I mean, it's real basic. I mean, there were no fancy graphics, but all the styling was done with CSS. I used a Bootstrap Twitter and then just some basic MySQL queries and built a little inventory system for him.
Nice. Gadget Girl, you got any questions for Billy?
No, I'm good.
You know, questions? What have you been up to anyway? Just what have you been up to anyway?
I am doing stand-up comedy at a biker bar on Thursday. And, that's what I'm doing.
Cool.
So I'm pretty excited about that. The guy from Phoenix will know. It's called the Spirits Room. It's in Jerome.
I've heard of it, but I haven't been. Are you going to live stream it?
No, I'm going to be lucky if they, they don't kill me. It's going to be exciting, though. I'm very, very excited about doing this. I got a lot of material.
Wait, who said bikers are mean? Why would they kill you?
Gadget Girl.
Grateful to hear your humor.
This is Gun Central. This is Gun Central. Everybody has a million guns here. So, you know.
And they're very proud of it. They are
Do you know that I saw a guy recently and he had a red ink tattoo with the words red neck on his neck? And I said, you are missing the arrow because I'm just not getting it. Really. Like, at home, do you have little labels on your table and your chair and your, you know?
Yeah, well, he has to know what side to sit on.
Big time. Yeah.
All I could think of is the Blues Brothers when they're up on the stage.
That's exactly what it's going to be. This bar is whacked. It's going to be pretty crazy. But I'm going up as Gadget Girl, and I'm going to throw down a bunch of weird shit. So
what sort of gadgets you been getting into, Gadget Girl?
You know, what I wanted to tell you guys about, have you seen the styluses, the Jot Mini? Have you ever played with those things or the Jot Flip?
No.
Seen those?
No.
What I love,
I have
okay,
the regular
so like,
Jot.
Yeah, but I mean, generally, you know, it has a rubberized tip, you know, that's a stylus, right? But this thing, I really like the little plastic, you know, disc that's on the end of it. Have you played with those before? Have you actually worked with those? Because they're so precise. That's what I like about them. You can actually do like fine art with these because they're the tip is so exact and tiny.
I got a stylus, but it's a cheapy one from eBay and it's practically useless.
Okay. Well, the mini's like $21, but the flip is $39. And I don't know. I like them because
have
some of the other ones.
Have you seen the new Jot Touch?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one to come out.
Right, right.
It'd be good for something.
Yeah, right. It would be, yeah. Yeah, it would be. Good idea for that.
Yeah.
What else have you been up to? Any other news, Gadget Girl?
I'm going to go out on the road for the holidays. I'm going to be do a road tour for the holidays, so I'll be all over the country doing that, you know, messing around.
Do you have an iPad?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an iPad?
Yes, I do. It's the two.
Okay.
It's not the latest. No, it's just, yeah.
What's it?
And I have to tell you, I hardly ever use it. I just run my entire life off of my iPhone.
Mm.
I seriously do. I don't hardly ever use my iPad for anything. Because it's too cumbersome.
I had the new iPad actually with the Retina display. I started using the newsstand and reading. There's a magazine comes from the UK called Retro Gamer. It talks about all the old 1980s 8-bit computers and stuff. And reading the articles, it would look a lot more crisper on a Retina display. I can zoom in and it looks all right and you can read it. But if you want to read the whole thing just zoomed out, I reckon it'd be awesome on a Retina display. Mm. And the reason I like it is because at the shops, the magazine, after being imported here, is $14.95, but I can buy editions through the iTunes store for $5 each.
Well, you could probably sell your iPad 2, Jason, and get the iPad 3, maybe.
Depends on how much people will pay for it now.
Oh, okay. How much are they worth, do you reckon?
I saw on eBay some people selling them up to $300 and stuff. Oh, yeah. So
okay. What size is it?
Just the iPad 2, 16 gig.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
You like 80s retro game, and check out Pitfall.
Gadget Girl.
Just come out on my iPad.
Yep, go ahead, Billy.
Gadget Girl, do you find the iPad to be too cumbersome because it's too large? So, like, if you had a 7-inch version that fit into your pocket, would you use that more often, you think?
Yeah, or if I had a Galaxy, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. It's like a giant remote control. I mean,
The side effect of my Nexus 7 is I want a 7-inch iPad.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Exactly. So, I don't know.
All right, so Billy, tell us more about your podcast, mate, and what else can you tell us about it?
Well, the latest thing is the last episode I did, I filmed entirely on my iPad.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to see if I can try and do that. That way I can do my podcast from wherever, be more mobile with it, because traditionally I've been doing it on my computer, then editing it in Final Cut and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, oh, this time I'm going to try and record it on my iPad. And it worked out pretty well, so I think I'm going to keep trying to go that direction.
Nice. All right.
Which software did you use to record it?
On the iPad, I used iMovie. Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I'm having trouble with is because I only had to use, of course, you know, their stock titles and stuff, so that was one kind of drawback. But what I tried to do is I tried to export my opening and closing credits from Final Cut so that I could import it, but I can't get it imported in the iMovie yet, so that's the next hurdle.
Okay. Interesting.
Because then if I have my opening and closing credits, then yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
What about you, Steve? What do you use your iPad for?
It's mostly for, you know, reading websites. I don't really stream music or anything like that. Just, you know, all the tech blog sites, websites.
Flipboard.
You know, sometimes
Flipboard. I love
Twitter,
Flipboard. Flipboard's great.
Tweets or whatever.
Yeah, I love AirPlay on them too. AirPlay's great.
I love AirPlay. Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
I wish they let me have AirPlay on my MacBook Pro with Mountain Lion, but mine's not new enough.
Damn.
Supported, yeah. That's the one thing.
And what about you, Chris? What do you use your iPad for, man?
I use it for everything. My iPad replaced my laptop.
Really? So you use it for the man as a laptop?
Yeah, basically.
Cool. Good stuff.
It's probably a better question to ask me what I don't use it for.
Oh, what don't you use it for?
I don't take it in the bathroom with me like some people.
Nexus 7 is for. Smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller. Yeah, then you cut yourself when it falls apart.
I can't believe Steve did that. Yeah. That's crazy. That's funny. All right, what about you, Jaddy? What do you use your iPad for?
Well, I have to admit, I'm kind of surprised that I like it so much because I was one of those holdouts. And I said, you know what? I've got the iPhone. I've got a MacBook Pro. What do I need an iPad for? And Brad kept bugging me. And the day they came out, I wound up getting an iPad 3. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the new iPad.
New iPad, yeah.
And I'll tell you what I love about it is how responsive it is. I did not get the one that has the 3G or 4G, wherever, whatever. It's only the Wi-Fi enabled. And that's one thing. I think if I got another one, I would get it with the 3G, 4G enabled instead of...
And get the 3G, seriously.
Yeah, but you know, now they're coming out with another one. You know,
next year still. Well, unless they do a mini in the fall, but I don't know if it'll have 3G. But yeah, the 3G, if you do it here in America, get the Verizon one because that hotspotting is killer. And they don't charge extra for the feature. Ugh.
Well, yeah, and I have a mistake because I have the AT&T unlimited cell phone, and they don't allow you to tether with your iPhone if you have this unlimited plan. It's unlimited as long as you're limited to your cell phone and under 3 gigs in any given month, but that's a whole different can of worms. But the kinds of things that I really love on the iPad, I love watching Netflix. I'm not crazy about the Facebook interface. I love the fact that Google Plus, you can now hang out. That took a while to get there.
Yeah.
I love Flipboard. I love Zite. That's one of my new favorites. But it seems like every day I'm discovering new apps, and it's just an ongoing visual surprise. I just amazes me.
Jason, have you tried out the new WordPress app yet, mate?
No. How's that going?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's really good. It really works great.
Most of my stuff through the web version.
Nice. Oh, okay. What about you? You haven't tried the WordPress app, have you, Chris?
No, I sure haven't.
No, okay. All right. Okay. Who doesn't know how you like it? And Jody, you haven't used it yet either?
Okay. No, I haven't. I have it on my phone, though, but not on the iPad. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, get on the iPad. Yeah, it's great.
I like having a full keyboard to type on when I'm doing WordPress stuff.
It's a good point.
Good point. And what about you, Gadget Girl? Do you use WordPress?
Yeah, I do.
On your iPad or on the iPhone?
No, not on my iPad, because as you know, that's a doorstop. But I do use it on my desktop. Yeah, I have for a long time. Yeah.
Cool. And what about iPhone apps? What's your favorite iPhone app you use?
Let me see here. Let me check this out. You know what I really like is TuneIn Radio.
Oh yeah, good app. Yeah, great.
TuneIn Radio Pro.
Yeah, great. That's great.
I love that.
You know, you can
The Pro version's awesome.
It is very
Pro
awesome.
Pro version is fantastic. I use it all the time.
You know, you can listen to Australian radio over there if you have that app. You listen to radio stations in Australia.
Yes. Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you can.
Isn't it funny how internationally we can get audio, but we can't get video internationally?
Unbelievable. Right. I can't even get Hulu Plus. It's bloody stupid.
Can you like spoof an IP so that you can get it? That just seems so bizarre.
You can use VPN.
VPN, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. What else, Jason? What else? Any other things been happening, Jason? Any other want to mention?
Not for me personally, no.
All right. Chris, you want to mention anything else about your podcast, mate?
No, you can just find it at totalipad.com.
All right, and you're on Twitter as well, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, on Twitter, iCrizzle.
All right, sweet. And you do another podcast too, don't you? Called
AppVice. What's that about? AppVice.net. Yeah, you started that with Jennifer.
Oh, nice. What's that about? Tell us about that.
Just doing basically just apps, Mac apps, Android apps, iOS apps. You know, Jennifer has every device known to man, so she handles most all the other stuff. I just do the Mac and iOS stuff.
Cool. And what do you think of the Nexus 7 personally, Chris?
What's that?
What do you think of the Nexus 7? You've seen it in the photo and stuff. What do you think of it?
I mean, I'm not an Android person. I'm an iOS guy, so I really, I don't have no opinion one way or another about it. Just I do have an Android phone. And I have a Galaxy S, and I have another one too that's broke. But I'm not an Android person.
I just
at
think
all.
The apps look better on the iOS personally. I reckon.
There's a lot more selection on iOS for applications, and I just think they're higher quality apps too.
I agree.
I'm not impressed. Well, the Android, just my personal opinion, after I install Flipboard. Maybe like the Flipboard, Evernote, a couple other apps like that. It seems like the Android market's like a wasteland or whatever. But like I said, that's just my opinion. And,
personally, the Flipboard on the Android looks really all zoomed in and on just a blow up version of it on a phone or something, isn't it? Personally, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on Android, the Google experience is nice, but the apps, I mean, I could probably name like five or six of them that are also on iOS, but there's no app like Tweetbot or even OmniFocus or, I mean, I don't know, they don't have them apps like that on there that like stick out that are likely, you know, spectacular applications, or in my opinion, they don't, but I don't know, I haven't downloaded every app on Android, so maybe there is something out there that's just as nice, but I haven't seen it.
Right. Where are you, Steve?
Maybe all the good developers went to iOS. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yep. Maybe. And what do you have any cool apps you want to mention, Steve? Any cool iPhone apps?
Oh, actually, just the one that I showed during my show right before Tech Webcast, which was my Xbox Live.
Great app. Yeah, great app. Yeah, I love that app. I use it all the time. Yeah, good app. My Xbox Live, good app. You can launch apps and stuff in front. All right, Jason, you want to mention any cool apps you've been using, mate?
No, I've been beta testing for some friends. There's an app that I downloaded recently called Meetup, which works with the meetup.com website if you want to find friends with similar interests. Cool. And another friend has created a fun game called Blox, B-L-O-X, from Glitch Games. And it's really fun. It puts a lot of colored blocks on the screen, and you can draw across the ones that are matching and touching, and then use, you know, all of your fingers on there. It uses multi-touch, and it can get quite fast and challenging to get your fingers to match on all the blocks. So I'd give that one a go.
Oh, nice. I'll check it out. And also check out our Highlight, too. That's a cool check out if you're into that thing. You used Highlight before, Jason?
No, I haven't used it, but I've heard you talking about it.
Yeah, we actually spoke to Paul Davison from our interesting conversation on our Tech Cluster. Jody, have you want to mention any apps before we go?
Well, interestingly enough, Meetup, there's another app called SnapUp. And if you're on a Meetup, you can take a picture and upload it directly into Meetup from SnapUp. So you might want to check that out, Jason. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And another one that... where was I? I just was looking at it. Well, anyway, there's so many of them. You know what? I'm honestly, you should see my screen. I'm just like scrolling through, and there's like, I think I've got 8 full screens, not including the ones that I scrunched up. But one of them in the States, now you guys won't have this, but this is in the U.S., there's an app called Roadside America, and it's linked to the website Roadside America. And what's really cool, and Gadget Girl, you're going to like this, and you might want to mention it to your biker friends when you're doing your presentation. I also ride a motorcycle, and one of the things I really like to do is find strange, out-of-the-way roadside oddities. The app goes on your phone, and there also is an app that you can get to download to a Garmin or a GPS for different points of interest. But basically what it does is it alerts you when you're near some, Viking on the side of the road or some weird anomaly. So that's one of my favorites.
Cool. All right. Well,
nice.
Well, yeah, you should check that out. Got to go.
Yes, I should.
Yeah, you should.
Share it with the biker guys.
Yeah,
correct. Correctamente, I will.
Have you ever ridden a motorbike before?
Yeah, I was going to bring one up if you guys don't mind. It's called Bronson Watermark. Have you guys ever used that?
Nope.
It's $10, and the reason I like it is because if you create, like, I'm in the process of creating a bunch of apps right now, and so a lot of my graphics and the stuff that I am presenting to people, I have to protect, and it's just a real no-brainer to throw, a really nice piece of protection on anything that you're putting out there, whether it's a document or a graphic. So it's called Bronson Watermark.
Cool. All right. We'll check it out. What about you, Billy?
I got two games that I've been playing a lot lately. One is from a little developer called Nedimic Creations, and they make a game called Plague Inc. It's a simulation game where you get to create a virus and you infect the world.
Yep.
You get to control how the virus evolves, what symptoms and its abilities. It's really cool. It's 99 cents. It's an awesome little game. I'm totally obsessed with that one. And then another game I actually picked up because of my Nexus 7 is Riptide GP. Since my Nexus 7 crapped out on me, I liked the game, so I picked it up on the iPad, and it's just as good, and that too is 99 cents. Universal plays on both the iPhone and the iPad.
Cool, man. All right, we'll check that out. All right, is that it, Jason? That's it, mate?
Yeah.
That's it. Steve, you want to say anything before we go?
No, no, I'm good.
Where do I find you on the net, Steve?
Yeah, where can they find you on the internet, Steve?
You can find me on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude and, of course, on Twitter, which is chatterbox_live.
Oh, don't invite me to a hangout, please. I'm doing a podcast.
You can find me at bluebilby.com and on Twitter, Warlock, WAULOK, and Jody.
Yep, Jody, where can I get you? Jody?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, SunSwept, and you can find me, my website is webmarcom.net, and you can find me co-hosting here at Tech Webcast.
Yes. And what's happened to the Chris Foss show, Jody?
Chris has had a pretty bad injury to his foot, so he's been a little bit on hiatus, but we hope to get started back up real soon.
Cool, can't wait. All right, Billy, where can they get you at, mate?
ThatiPadGuy.com and on Twitter.
Okay,
and Facebook.
And me at Brad Oz and a Tech Webcast. Chris, we're going to get you, mate. Twitter and that sort of good stuff.
Total iPad. I don't think you already did me, but no, yeah. That
plug
sounded
it, mate.
Really
plug
bad.
It.
I think you already did me, but TotaliPad.com.
Plug it. what about you, Gadget Girl? Where can they find you?
It's my name is Gadget, GRRL.com. Right. And the same on Twitter. I'm the original 1996.
Sweet.
Hey,
you used to do a podcast, didn't you?
Yeah, I am doing a podcast.
What's
it's
it called?
Gadget Girl Minute.
Tell us about it for a minute.
It's a minute. It's short and it's reviews. It's reviews.
Oh, cool. What sort of reviews do you do?
I'm sorry?
What sort of reviews do you do?
Oh, on everything. Anything I feel like doing a review on.
What's the best review? What's the best review you've done so far?
Wow, the best? I like Japanese stuff that's just way out there. I had a taser not too far ago. It was very cool. And women were using it on the subway. It looked like a little fish, and it had a tail that dropped down and was a taser.
Oh, nice.
Kind of cool. Crazy. Yeah.
I'm digging this fireplace.
What's great about it, it's a cell phone strap, too. So so you put it on your phone.
Cool.
You're always ready. Yeah.
All right. And you got a website, too, haven't you?
Gadget Girl, GadgetGrl.com. Early adopter.
Yeah.
I always get hassled about that. What's up with the girl? This is because Web Girl, Geek Girl, and Gadget Girl, we all started in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still here.
Yeah,
you definitely can't get rid of us.
Yep. Great stuff. All right, come back anytime, Gadget Girl. We're happy to have you on.
Thanks. I will.
You're a legend.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, you're a legend. And thanks to Billy and Christopher for coming on.
All right, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. And Steve, thanks, mate. Well, he's drinking his drink on video. thanks, Jason, for coming on.
No worries, mate.
And thanks, Jody.
My pleasure, thank you.
No problem at all. And Steve, you lost the game. I forgot to say it last week. But
he loses the game every week.
Yeah, he does.
Yep, I never play.
That's the whole point.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guest they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!